Cost, Volume, Profit, and Related Analysis. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines cost volume profit analysis as the study of how profits change with various levels of output and selling price. The basic concept of cost volume profit, CVP analysis, is that the selling price of a product or service impacts demand to a lesser or greater degree, depending on the item in question. This is called price elasticity. The level of demand then affects volume. If lowering a price increases volume sufficiently, it will make up for the lower profit per unit. Conversely, if raising a price does not decrease volume by too much, the higher profit per unit will cover the lost volume. This economic concept, plus the pressure of global competition, means that the price that is set for a product cannot simply be the total cost of producing the product slash service plus a desired profit margin, as is addressed more next. After that, we will cover CVP analysis and some related analysis. Contribution margin analysis, break-even analysis, target income volume analysis, and sales mix analysis. Why price cannot just be costs plus desired profit? A good product and process design needs to be cost-effective, meaning that the product can be produced at the right volume and at the specified quality level to meet goals for costs. In the past, profit margins for products could be determined by adding a desired profit to a product's variable costs plus an allocated portion of its fixed costs. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines these costs as follows: fixed cost, an expenditure that does not vary with the production volume, such as rent, property tax, and salaries of certain personnel. Variable cost, an operating cost that varies directly with a change of one unit in the production volume, for example, direct materials consumed or sales commissions. However, determining the best price and related profit margin for a product or service requires using the right equation. According to Pascal Dennis in Lean Production Simplified, profit is the price, fixed, part of the equation means that the new assumption is that the price in today's markets for most industries is either fixed or is falling due to the many alternative global sources of supply customers can access. This means that to sell at a profit, total costs per unit need to be lower than the market-determined price per unit, or the product should not be produced. This reinforces the use of product costing systems and the need for operation-specific costing approaches. The challenge is selecting the right costing approach for the organization. Managers need to know what is included in each costing method so they understand the impact of any adjustments or trade-offs made. In addition to understanding the costing method, it is important for the manager to be aware of other costs that can be reducing profits, such as unplanned downtime of equipment, differences between best practice versus the actual process used, non-value-added activities or waste, variability of product traits due to overfill, inventory shrinkage, CVP and break-even point. Marketing and operations may work together to use a cost-volume-profit analysis to determine how their fixed and variable costs interrelate. This will help determine a combination of sales price and sales volumes that should be profitable. Then marketing will use other types of analysis to determine if that sales volume is an achievable goal. Exhibit 1-48 shows the results of such an analysis comparing total costs and revenues against unit sales in thousands of units, zeros. Exhibit 1-48, Cost Volume Profit Analysis. Note the two curves that are compared, the total cost curve and the total sales revenue curve. The total cost curve starts at $2 million in this case due to the fixed costs and then moves upward steadily due to the variable costs related to units sold. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a total cost curve as follows. 1. In cost volume profit break-even analysis, the total cost curve is composed of total fixed and variable costs per unit, multiplied by the number of units provided. Break-even quantity occurs where the total cost curve and total sales revenue curve intersect. 2. In inventory theory, the total cost curve for an inventory item is the sum of the costs of acquiring and carrying the item. Above the break-even sales level, the organization will be profitable. Below it, there will be a loss. Note that the total sales revenue curve is based on an assumption of sales prices. Increasing prices will make this curve rise more quickly and shift the break-even point, but because higher prices could reduce unit sales, there will be an optimum price that maximizes profit at an acceptable level of risk, the risk of a loss. The total sales revenue curve in this example starts at $0 with no sales, and for each 100 units sold, moves up steadily as more revenue is earned. The idea is to find a way to exceed the break-even point, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. The level of production or the volume of sales at which operations are neither profitable nor unprofitable. The break-even point is the intersection of the total revenue and total cost curves. Before showing how this break-even point can be calculated, let's first explore the concept of a contribution margin. Contribution margin analysis. The concept of the contribution margin, CM, is used in CVP analysis. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines contribution margin as an amount equal to the difference between sales revenue and variable costs. It is what is left to cover fixed costs and hopefully profit. CM calculations are represented as follows. Let's use the following information about a product to illustrate contribution margin. An organization sells 1,000 motor scooters of a particular model in a quarter. Its unit price is $5,000, so at 1,000 units, the organization's quarterly revenue is $5 million. Its quarterly variable costs are $1,500 per unit, and at 1,000 units, this is $1,500,000. Its quarterly fixed costs are $2 million. The calculations for this example are as follows. Break-even analysis. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines break-even analysis as a study of the number of units or amount of time required to recoup an investment. In other words, a break-even B/E analysis identifies the point at which fixed costs equal contribution margin. A B/E analysis can be used to determine if a product's demand, its sales potential at a defined price level, will be sufficient to cover the costs of manufacture. The formula for this analysis starts by setting revenue equal to total cost, where revenue is the unit price times the number of units and total cost is the fixed cost plus the variable cost times the number of units. Since the information we don't know is the number of units, the formula solves for number of units. The calculations for the break-even point in units is shown below with an example of how the break-even point in units is calculated for the scooters this quarter. Using the motor scooter example, we can see that at the selling price of $5,000 per scooter and unit contribution margin of $3,500, the B/E point would be 572 units, rounded up to cover the fixed costs for the partial unit. To find the break-even point in dollars, we divide the fixed costs by the contribution margin ratio. In this case, the CM ratio is 0.7 or 70%. As shown below, the sales revenue level that reflects this 572-unit break-even point is approximately $2,860,000 in sales. Note that the value of $2,857,143 is lower than the $2,860,000 point because the latter value is based on rounded-up units. If the sales forecast of annual demand of 5,000 scooters per year is accurate, and if the costs and selling price are projected to continue, the scooter model would be profitable. Break-even would occur at 4 times the quarterly break-even of 572 units, or 2,288 units, slightly fewer if the fractional number of units is multiplied by 4 and then rounded up. Target income volume analysis. While a break-even analysis considers only the cost of manufacturing, a target income volume analysis also considers contributions to the general and administrative costs of the organization and the return on investment for the facility and equipment that is producing the units. These additional revenue requirements are called the target income. A target income volume analysis helps translate sales targets into production requirements. What level of sales is required to meet the target income goal? The formula for target income sales volume is, using the motor scooter example again, let's say that the organization wants to generate a target income of $2 million per quarter. The target income sales volume will be 1,143 units. Analysis such as this could provide production capacity requirements for the given type of unit for a given time period. When organizations sell many different types of units, they will also need to conduct a sales mix analysis. Sales mix analysis. Sales mix is the proportion of individual product type sales volumes that make up the total sales volume. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. The sales mix analysis tool recognizes the reality that most organizations sell more than one product. To make investment decisions and set sales targets, organizations need to factor in the different proportions of total sales that their product lines contribute to income. Exhibit 1-49 shows an example of a sales mix analysis in total sales revenue, not sales per unit. Note that monetary amounts in Exhibit 1-49 and Exhibit 1-50 are in thousands. Note also that the fixed cost is now $2.5 million for the product family, rather than $2 million for the one scooter line. While the same facility and equipment are still being used to produce all three product lines, adding shifts to produce the new lines can increase a number of overhead costs, such as for electricity, MRO supplies, and additional salaried labor. In this example, product A is $5,000 per unit times 1,000 units or $5 million in sales revenues. Note also that an assumption underlying this analysis is that the sales mix will not vary for the period under review. What would be the effect on income if targeted sales of product C increased in relation to those of product B? Exhibit 1-50 shows the results of an increased share in sales mix for product C, even if total sales remain at the same level. Increasing sales for product C will decrease net income because it has a lower contribution margin than the other lines.